warning and a new health advisory that more cases are expected in this rapidly expanding outbreak. Most cases have been in unvaccinated children, and at least two deaths have now been linked to the measles outbreak.
Omar Villafranca has been talking to a doctor in Texas.
He's been working for almost 30 years in far west Texas, and he has never seen a measles case until this year. So, of course, a lot of the physicians in the area are trying to work through that, what that means.
President Trump said today he's written Iran's Supreme Leader. He didn't answer questions about what was in the letter, and it isn't clear it was delivered. Nancy Cordes reports.
Interestingly, Iranian officials said they haven't received any letter, so we're not sure where things went awry. One of his top national security aides, Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff, yesterday didn't seem to know anything about a letter, and so we're going to have to be digging into this further to try to figure out if that letter was in fact sent, who it was sent to.
The president threatened Russia with sanctions today for its offensive in Ukraine.
As you know, we're meeting in Saudi Arabia on sometime next week early. And we're talking, I find that in terms of getting a final settlement, it may be easier dealing with Russia, which is surprising because they have all the cards. I mean, they're bombing the hell out of them right now. And I put a statement in, a very strong statement. Can't do that. Can't do that.
Several states are suing the Trump administration over its mass firings of federal workers, citing a 149% increase in state jobless claims. California Attorney General Rob Bonta.
Our lawsuit seeks to immediately halt further firings and reinstate unlawfully terminated federal employees while litigation proceeds.
CBS's Jill Schlesinger says the latest economic numbers were solid, but the outlook is cloudy with so many federal firings and the president's tariffs.
I think that we have a combination of not just federal workers being let go, we have uncertainty among hirers. And with that uncertainty, it's not very good for workers. So, you know, if all the tariffs are resolved soon, then maybe we go back to where we were a few months ago. But for now, I think uncertainty and murky are words that we would think about for the moment that we are facing right now in the economy.
On Wall Street, the Dow finished the day 222 points higher. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tonight, it's Kenosha. Tomorrow, Altoona. UW Parkside in Kenosha has the stage for Senator Bernie Sanders' Fighting Oligarchy Tour stop tonight. Congressman Mark Pocan is joining in as a speaker as well. This rally and others for Sanders are being held in areas where Republicans were victorious in 2024. Plan for coffee with a cop on Monday in Racine. Community members and business owners are invited to an informal discussion Monday at the Branch on Washington Avenue. The event will be an ongoing thing, being held every second Monday from 10 to noon. A 15-year-old Racine County boy has been charged as an adult with first-degree intentional homicide. Reed Galinsky was in court yesterday for the first time after allegedly killing his mother, Suzanne, in their Franksville home Tuesday night. Prosecutors claim there was medication involved and that he was inspired by a Menendez Brothers documentary. Bail was set at $1 million. There are a few more details online at RacineCountyI.com. The State Patrol is conducting special enforcement efforts in Walworth County today. The operation with local law enforcement uses crash data to determine areas for enhanced enforcement efforts. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers blank the A's. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers shut out the Oakland A's last night 10-0 in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy asked if the crew can make the playoffs again this year.
Of course we can. We have in the past, and we can again.
College basketball, Marquette getting ready to host number 6-ranked St. John's at Fiserv Forum tomorrow. The Badgers take on Penn State at noon tomorrow at the Kohl Center. The UWM Panthers losing at home to Oakland 72-64 in the Horizon League tournament, ending ending their season at 21-11. And Mason Crosby retiring today as a Packer. He only played for one other team, the Giants, after leaving Green Bay.
I'm so grateful for the Packers allowing me to let me retire and be done and be a Packer forever, because that's where my heart is. And I hope everybody knows that I did play three games one other place, but I will be a Green Bay Packer forever.
As former Packers kicker Mason Crosby was Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with spotty snow chances this afternoon and early this evening. Barely any accumulations are likely from this, just a trace to about a half an inch. And we're stuck under those overcast, cloudy skies today with cooler highs only in the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 33 at our studios.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Diane Carlson is with me from the Racine Arts Council and always has terrific ideas of things to do in the community regarding the arts. What are we highlighting today, Diane?
Well, today we're going to talk about Over Our Head Players' annual Snow Dance 10-Minute Comedy Festival.
I love
it. It's
this.
A highlight of their season. This year there were 700 playwrights who sent in entries. And thousands, really and truly thousands of audience members attended shows down at the 6th Street Theater in downtown Racine. It's an international event that makes Racine the home of the 10-minute comedy competition. So this year, as no doubt many listeners know, there were 9 different short comedies, and every audience member had a chance to vote for their favorite. It's all winding up on Sunday, March 9th. They will be awarding the Best in Snow prizes to those top vote getters. Now, the winner's announcement always includes a special closing ceremonies after the final performance. So the plan this year is to open the doors to the theater right around 4:30 after that final Sunday performance. Everyone is welcome to attend the winner's announcement for free. They'll be in there counting the final votes from the last audience, and then the lights will dim and the ceremonies will begin. Oops is planning to stream the event on Facebook, so if you can't make it down, you might be able to catch it live on Facebook. audiences can all check. Playwrights from around the world will be tuning in. And then they usually get the winners posted on Facebook as soon as possible. So keep an eye out for news to see if your favorite took home the Best in Snow.
I loved the snow dance. I love this whole idea, and they do a really good job with it. And I know it's sold out for this weekend, but as you said, you can go and check out the winners, especially if you went to one of the previous performances. You can go and check out the winner this Sunday. But let me just say, if you haven't been to the 6th Street Theater and Over Our Head Players for a while, I know they just recently renovated the space, and there are upcoming shows, you know, different plays and musicals that are coming up. If you haven't seen the renovations yet, it's worth checking out just to go see those.
Oh, it is. It's beautiful inside right now. And their next show, Ride the Cyclone, they're going to take advantage of all that new tech stuff.
All right. How do we get in touch with Over Our Head Players at the 6th Street Theater?
OverOurHeadPlayers.org or their Facebook page.
All right. Very good. Diane Carlson, Executive Director of the Racine Arts Council. And I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
The Wind Point Lighthouse. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I need love to ease my mind. I need to find someone to call mine.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Are you going to listen to Terry Havel for Rock and Roll Never Forgets tomorrow? You should. It's between 10 and 2, and it's the stories behind the hits and the stories behind the stars that we play every day. It's going to be some songs you may have forgotten about. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be educational. It's Rock and Roll Never Forgets. It's tomorrow from 10 till 2 on WRJN.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and now a song that was written and debuted in 1962 by country singer and songwriter John Loudermilk of Tobacco Road fame. But perhaps the most popular version of this song, the most famous version of this song, is this 1967 version from the Casinos. It's Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye on WRJN.
Kiss me each morning for a million years. Hold me each evening at your side. Tell me you'll love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. My coffee with a morning kiss, soften my dreams with your sigh. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye. Must go. I won't tell you no. Just so that we can say we tried. Tell me you love me for a million years. Then if it don't work out, then if it don't work out, then you can tell me goodbye.
WRJN. I guess that's what you might say. I guess
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN, and so is the UW Badger men's basketball team. They're back tomorrow morning as they take on Penn State. 11 a.m., Matt LePay has the call of the game. See the entire WRJN sports lineup for the week on demand at WRJN.com. All right, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With the death of a Racine inmate at the Waupun prison this week, the facility is under further scrutiny. Lisa Hale has more.
Another inmate has died at Waupun Correctional Institution. 23-year-old Damian Evans died Tuesday. This is the seventh death at the prison in 2 years. Waupun Mayor Ron Bishop says drug smuggling continues to be an issue at the prison. Less than a year ago, former warden Randall Hepp was charged with misconduct and eight of his staff were charged with felony inmate abuse. Governor Tony Evers is pushing a $500 million prison reform plan that includes repurposing the Waupun prison, the old in the state, as a medium security facility with vocational training for inmates.
Plan for coffee with a cop on Monday in Racine. Community members and business owners are invited to an informal discussion Monday at the branch on Washington Avenue. The event will be an ongoing thing being held every second Monday from 10 to noon. The goal is to talk about community concerns, discuss quality of life issues, and foster stronger community bonds. Watch out in Walworth County today. The State Patrol is out with a special enforcement working with local police. They'll be looking for speeding and reckless driving. The operation uses crash data to determine where the enforcement effort is enhanced. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight. A low in the mid-20s. For the weekend, more sunshine than clouds and warmer. High in the mid-40s Saturday, low 50s Sunday. Dry through most of next week and warm. Lots of 40s and 50s, even some 60s. Currently 35 degrees.
Slim and weak, you
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Can your dog tell when he or she has done something wrong? They get that look of shame on their face, don't they? Well, experts say that despite that look on their faces, dogs actually feel no shame. Similar to the Kardashians.
You'll never
spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. You know what also is back on WRJN? The Racine Raiders. That's right. We're thrilled to have the Racine Raiders football team back with us. It's been a few years, and we are going to air their entire home and away schedule for the 2025 season right here. And soon we'll post that schedule up on our website at WRJN.com. Of course, we'll keep you up to date with team news throughout the season as well. First game coming up in May.
Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on. Hang on, Snoopy. Snoopy, hang on.
Snoopy lives in a very bad part of town.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where you can sign up to receive the new WRJN weekly newsletter. And the newsletter recaps the big local and state news stories of the week. It highlights some of our on-air contests and hosts. It profiles some local businesses, has tips on marketing and advertising. You can sign up at WRJN.com.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, Racine Youth Sports. Get your kids in the game with registrations now available for baseball and flag football leagues starting in the spring. Racine Youth Sports teaches good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, teamwork, and sports fundamentals in a positive and caring environment. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 sports registration certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WRJN.com/contest-terms.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me.
News. Timeless Hits, WRJN, Neil Diamond and Cherry Cherry. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. By the way, don't forget to change your clock before you go to bed tomorrow night. Sunday morning at 2 a.m. begins daylight saving time.
Something in the way she moves
attracts me like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Every time we meet, everything is sweet. Oh, you're so tender, I must surrender. My love is your love. Be some tears through the coming years. Ooh, all the while I know you'll be smiling. Your love will guide me through every mile. 'Cause you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're the one that I really miss. You're the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. Yeah, yeah, you're the one that I long to kiss. Baby, you're
the one that I'm dreaming of. Baby, you're the one that I love. CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. We're learning more now about the deaths of actor Gene Hackman and his wife. They died days apart. Betsy Arakawa from hantavirus, which is transmitted by rodents. Hackman died of heart disease and showed severe signs of Alzheimer's. Medical examiner Heather Jarrell.
It is reasonable to conclude that Mr. Hackman probably died around February 18th. Based on the circumstances, it is reasonable to conclude that Ms. Hackman passed away first, with February 11th being the last time that she was known to be alive.
Their bodies weren't discovered until February 26th. Health officials are warning the measles outbreak in Texas and New Mexico could expand rapidly. Reporter Alexander Tin.
More than 200 cases have now been linked to the outbreak, making it the largest in years. The CDC is reminding Americans to make sure they are up to date on their measles vaccinations, especially before going anywhere internationally ahead of the spring and summer travel season this year.
The president said today he's written the Supreme Leader of Iran. Speaking to reporters, the president was vague about his intent.
There'll be some interesting days ahead. That's all I can tell you. You know, we're down to final strokes with Iran. That's going to be an interesting time. And we'll see what happens. But we're down to the final moments. We're at final moments. You can't let them have a nuclear weapon.
A South Carolina man is set to become the first to be executed by firing squad in 15 years.